Okay, Dave Stewart.
Present.
Rick Caudill. Steve Adams.
Here.
Doug Fabian.
Here.
Randy Fogel.
Here.
Randy Hayes.
Here.
Ronnie Melton.
Yeah.
And Mike Schofield. We have established a quorum.
Can you explain the meeting procedures, please?
I'd like to welcome you this evening to the December 15th, 2014 Taney County Planning Commission regular meeting. The Taney County Planning Commission regular meeting is held in order to allow for final approval of each Division 3 permit application presented at the public hearing from the previous week, and also in order to hear new concept requests to be presented at next month's public hearing. However, this evening there's no final approvals to be heard. We didn't have any public hearings last week. So at this meeting, no public comment will be heard at this meeting, with the exception of that provided by the applicant or persons with information specifically requested by the Planning Commission. You may leave after your case has been heard. Thank you so much.
Okay, we got minutes to approve. Everybody read the minutes?
I'll make a motion to approve them as written.
Somebody want a second?
I'll second.
Everybody in favor?
Aye.
Everybody opposed? Okay. Hickory Nut Hideaway.
Okay.
That'd be you, I assume. You're the one that right there. Come on up.
And I'll let the applicant explain what's proposed. You know, I've just put together some aerial photography here showing the location of the property in question. And sorry about that. I've got to find it here. Here we go. I've got it highlighted here off of 86. And zooming in here. And just have a north, south, and west view on this one. For whatever reason, there wasn't an east view. But I'll let the applicant at this point explain what's proposed. And
okay, thank you for volunteering, and appreciate y'all. My name is Kelly Worley. I have been a Taney County resident for about 14, 15 years. I'm going to die here, probably be here forever. My husband and I have, we've done nightly rental condos in the past, and this is our first attempt at a nightly rental house. So I'm going to, my understanding is I need to go through this process to get approval to operate a nightly rental home. So I'll tell you a little bit about the history of the home. We moved into it in 2007. It was a brand new home. We bought it at the peak of the market. We had one baby then and outgrew it, and had multiple children sharing multiple rooms. So we were looking at options for ourselves. We needed to move to town and we needed more space. We've had terrible luck with long-term renters who have destroyed our home. And we've had good luck with our nightly rental condos. So we'd like to go that option. The location of this is in Ridgedale off of Tate Road. It's less than a mile from Integrity Hills Chapel. It's near the Johnny Morris development, top of the Rock Golf, Long Creek Marina, Buffalo Ridge Golf, the new shooting range, Dogwood Canyon, and then, as I said, the Wedding Chapel. There are no hotels down south in Ridgedale, and it seems to be there seems to be a need for quality housing in that area. So some helpful points that will help y'all in your decision making. We have done our homework, and this type of use of the home does not violate any of the restrictive covenants of the land. And I have a copy if you need that. And then we checked on the property values and have a copy of an appraiser's comments who mentioned that this type of use of the property can increase the property values by 15 to 50%. And then on the other hand, obviously, if you don't make your payments or default on it, the foreclosure will negatively affect the property values. This property is compatible with other uses of properties in the area that are on the nightly rental program. So we feel like that the vacation rentals on Tate and being close to the wedding chapel will be adding value to that area. I've contacted the wedding planner for Integrity Hills Chapel, and they indicated that there is a need for overflow guests and wedding parties. We'll be available 24 hours a day. We live in Branson, and we also have neighbors who've agreed to help if they need to. There's plenty of parking. We have a two-car garage. The driveway will hold four cars, and there's a parking pad behind the house that will hold two cars. We would like the ability to have a two-night minimum rental. I believe in the summertime we could probably do week-long rentals, but what we found is that weekend rentals are more for the market in the fall and winter when we have weekend families coming into town and doing their shopping and experiencing Christmas in town. And then it's a three-bedroom, two-bathroom home. And our maximum would be eight people. It would be two people per bedroom plus a sofa sleeper in the living room, so eight total. As I said, we've managed them. I've managed them. I'm extremely savvy at getting the right people in because not only for our own investment but for, you know, the whole neighborhood and that sort of thing. So I don't have anyone who's going to have a booze-filled weekend or anything like that. They're typically quiet families who spend most of their time out in town. And then I would anticipate about probably no more than 170-ish nights a year being occupied, and obviously during the Branson season. So I hope this is new for me. So I hope that addressed a lot of the points. What questions might you have for me?
I mean, you want to house a night?
Eight max.
Are there enough parking there, Bob?
Basically, per the regulations, if I recall, it would require two parking spaces per the maximum occupancy. So they should have adequate parking. There would be it's a two-car garage, correct?
Correct.
So they would have basically two in the garage and then two in the driveway. And per the regs, the maximum occupancy would be the eight.
Got its own private well?
Yes.
It's got a septic tank that's been approved by the sewer district.
Yes, it has. Yes.
You bought the home from the builder?
Yes.
Dennis Meanland?
Yes.
I cleared that lot.
Did you?
How come you went across the property lines?
Yeah.
The property behind it is owned by my father-in-law. So to answer your question, it does not.
It's a nice level lot, lays nice.
Are there other rentals in that area? Is this mainly residential?
This particular area is mainly residential, but not more than a quarter of a mile down the road is another nightly rental. Actually, two more.
Anybody?
It was pretty close there, but I don't think we did one on Tate Road, I think. But this is a long way. See where you're coming down? See here that
Tate Road is? Well,
that's farmland, basically, coming down Long Road. A lot of that. It's pretty secluded down there, really.
The one way down is your dog.
That's what we liked about it at the time before we had school-age children.
Dennis owns a house down on the cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
On the left.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right by the big salt pile, which we liked.
They have access to the boat ramp down there?
It's a dirt road.
Yeah.
But there is
public.
Access.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not a real good road, but you can get there. Mm-hmm.
From the distance from our house down there, you wouldn't need to drive. We always just walk down there. It's really nice.
Anybody? Who else got any questions for
her? I'm good.
You got the question?
Huh?
You got the question?
Nope, I'm good.
You're still looking at the lot, ain't you?
I was still thinking about them hickory saplings slapping me around.
That's why we called it the hickory nut.
Yep, there were a lot of hickory on it.
Hickory, yep.
I pushed them all down, and Dennis and Scott cut them up for wood.
Everybody in favor that we'll see her the
January 12th. Be the
January.
Public hearing.
Got it.
We're good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
We just done. 1 minute thing. I assume we would approve of both of them.
Yeah.
That's all right. Instead of doing it twice.
Yeah. Really, the only time we need to vote on them separately is if you have a change in
the order. The Bear Creek Wine. Bob, do you want to tell everybody what's going on with that?
I just wanted to run this by the group, this is a property, most of you are probably pretty familiar with this. This is the Bear Creek Bed and Breakfast property. And it's located off of Keithley Road, off of 176 up here.
We approved that last year, didn't we?
Well, this one actually goes back a ways. The bed and breakfast was originally approved in 2006, and it was approved first as a special use permit. So the approval would have just been granted to them, but of course it's never sold. I apologize, I'm lying to you. It was 2001, and then they came back in 2006 and requested approval for some additional cabins. So they still have a bed and breakfast. They have some cabins. They're now wishing to have to establish a winery there as well. I thought I was safest to run it by the group to see if that would be considered a change of use or not considered a change of use. Basically, she's applying with the state right now and plans to manufacture, sell, and distribute wine.
I'll tell you what, up there in my country, it's getting just like it used to be. Everybody's just brewing their own.
Yeah.
There used to be one up there all, you know. Well, John Padgett's not very far from that, that little deal that he brought in.
Well, I mean the old one there on top of the hill.
That's, and then the Blanchett one.
Yeah, yeah, the Blanchetts are really close just, there.
Well, it's right down here on the bend on Day Road. Right, you can see it in the same picture. It's right there.
Yeah.
Dave, what about Jack Deaver?
Jack is taking retirement. But I've been there.
Which one of them did we approve last year?
That was the one just south of that there on Day Road.
Yeah, I was going to say you put...
That one on Day Road, they, it was already approved as a winery, but he came back for approval to sell it by the
drink. Yeah, he wanted to sell liquor by the drink, basically, there.
That's the same one we did last year.
That's Jim Blanchett's boy. What was the people's name that lived that started that across from the shooters up there on the hill? On 65?
That was Herschel...
Gray.
Gray.
Yeah, did some work for him. But he was, I think he was on up, his grapes were on up in Christian County, weren't they?
No, that was still in Taney County. Yeah, that was still in Taney County. They made a wine, I think I've still got a bottle of it at the house, called Chestnut Ridge Red. But it never did really
take off. But he had a lot of investment in that.
He was before his time, I think, really, on some of this stuff.
Well, what are we going to do with this?
Well, I don't know what it would be considered. Would that still be considered a commercial?
Well, the approvals were both pretty specific. I mean, the first one was just specifically for bed and breakfast, and the second one was specifically for the construction of two additional cabins.
What is she proposing just is she going to grow her own grapes like John Padgett down the road there on Keithley Road, or is she going to...
That's the only part I'm not certain about. I know
I think
she's
we need
not...
to know that, whether just kind of we need to know more about what her plans are, because, I mean, I don't think we can give approval just to put you in a still wherever you want to.
Now, I do...
I think they're throwing it up in the air, and then...
Now, at this point, I just wanted to see as a group if, you know, does the group consider this a Division III? Is it a change of use, or is it not?
We don't have anything really written that just specifically covers that. This is a new thing.
Well,
daily rental and wineries.
The only time it does is if it's alcohol of a certain percentage.
It's got
to be, you know, basically if it's hard liquor,
but, I mean,
it spills out.
I don't know whether she's planning on manufacturing it there.
That's my...
Selling it with a drink or serving it at the tables at the bread and breakfast. Or her mama ain't going to like it. But anyway.
Now, my understanding is that she does plan to manufacture it there. And I think she plans to both bottle it and potentially serve it there at the bed and breakfast as well. So I think she really wants to... Now, I don't know where the grapes are coming in from. That's the part that she didn't... that she hasn't indicated to me, but...
I think we need more information on it. I think we definitely ought to bring it before myself.
That was my initial feel, but I wanted to run it by the group.
I mean, it'd probably be all right, but I still think we need to get a handle on it and know what's going on up there in them hills.
Everybody in favor of them coming before us? Aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? No. Okay. Have your answer.
Okay. The only other item I had under old new business was, and I just made everybody a copy per the provisions of the code book. It calls for an annual review of the codes, and this is the part I always struggle with. It just says that the regular February meeting shall be exclusively devoted to a review of permits issued during the year, to a hearing of public comments on the codes, and to initiation of amendments the commission may consider necessary to improve the code's performance as a growth management tool. I knew that one year we went ahead and heard other business.
We did. We voted one year at one time to make an exception because there was something somebody wanted to do.
I knew one year we didn't. And so I was just going to approach the commission and see what the feel was. We don't have anything at this point, so it may be a moot point.
Well,
we may...
the last time we done that, we had like two.
Yeah.
Usually that meetings, I mean, we sat here and discussed what we'd like to change and do this and do that, and we make sort of a list, and we send it to the commission, and then it's all done, and we do it again next year. That's the way it usually goes.
Yeah.
There's no action taken on it, really.
I think if you got a comes up, that we ought to go ahead and listen to them, too.
Well, we could make a, of course, the commission will have to approve it, but, I mean, we can put it before them, or I think we have the ability to make an exception and listen to it if we want to.
I know we have previously.
Yeah, I know we.
What does everybody else think on that?
And we don't specifically have anything yet, but that's not to say that we won't.
Yeah.
We may.
I think at this point in time, as slow as our business and our development is in Taney County, we wouldn't want to discourage anything too much.
Well, just like this deal here tonight, we went off, we went on, then we off, now, and then we come back on with this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So in February, we may have three or four. No.
It's hard to tell it, and it's possible.
Early. Some of them that want to do things.
Mm-hmm. And
we've still got quite a while until the deadline, so it's possible.
Well, we're going to have to, because by the time you go through this process, we're waiting quite a while anyway.
Well, we'll have a meeting between then, but why can't we just kind of leave it open, and then we will accept it if we feel like it's something that's urgent, or and we can it then, just as we have in the past, perhaps. I don't know whether it's totally legal or not, but it's worked so far, you know, if we think it's somebody, if they want to get their stuff in on time and everything, and kind of, because it does take a while, and if somebody's trying to get a spring start for a business that summer, why, it would help some folks.
How would everybody else feel about that?
I think that's a good point.
Suit everybody?
One of the reasons we didn't in the past, because we had so many applications that we never had any time to discuss about changing the code or anything. We just they'd load us up every month.
I think that was last year when we'd done that.
I think if you want to make meetings to change the code, we have them separate from our regular meetings. That way, people then would know that they're not being put off for a month.
Well, yeah. They may not want to pay us that big money for that extra meeting.
But you still
have to have an open meeting on it, Doug.
I realize that, but it would be just for planning purposes only.
Well, that's kind of why it got that way in the first place.
It wouldn't be for.
We just had to make time where we could.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing is. We don't ever get anything done. I don't know. We beat our brains out and. We've sat in here and argued for half the night over whether one sentence should say shall or may.
May means you don't have to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I think there should be one month a year or one meeting a year at least where we do discuss, because there's always changes that can be made and things to improve the system.
Is that the second meeting of February?
I mean, the way it's spelled out in the book,
we discussed the first meeting and then made decisions on the second meeting.
Yeah, and that's what I've seen historically. I mean, looking back is exactly what you said.
Yeah. It just works. Well, he said something about one. I thought there were two. That's probably. I want to ask everybody's opinion on these nightly rentals.
I don't understand why the Hotel Motel Association of Taney County hasn't just sort of kick and scream and fit. It's my thoughts on it. They don't bother me one way or the other, but it gives us an awful lot of authority, seems to me like, because we can put one in one subdivision and turn it down in another subdivision. We've been kind of flying by how much objection there is on it. We haven't got one on Poverty Point yet. We'd get lynched if we put one in down there.
Yeah, we'd all be hung.
But, you know, there's other, this one here, I don't see a problem with it, because I know that area, there are not hardly any people living down there. They may not like it, I don't know, but I don't, you know, if we've approved others, this one certainly seemed like a reasonable candidate for one.
I personally, if you live next door to one, I wouldn't like it, because you never know who you're going to get in there. All right, if there's a bunch of rowdies, you know, one weekend, that could mess you up. But I think on a nightly rental, it would be for families and like what they have in residential subdivision, because it's out away from everything. Mm-hmm. And so I don't see where that's going to hurt anything. But
there's some that will. Yeah. You're right.
But if I live there, you know, my opinion may be different.
Well, here's another question. How would you take the one that's coming in front of us and doing what they should? There may be 300 or 400 out there that's not doing what they should.
We just approve or disapprove. We don't regulate. We don't
well,
have no authority ourselves to do anything.
I'm not asking that.
Oh, yeah.
There's got to be some kind of a system to.
What I indicated basically to the chairman is, since I've been here, our department's basically taken a complaint-driven approach where we've not tried to search for nightly rentals, but if we've received a complaint on a nightly rental, then we've pursued it. And I know there's a lot of nightly rentals that aren't permitted, but the concern I've always had is, I think
you get complaints.
We do. And well, in all sincerity, this current application, that's what prompted it. Just as an example. So
how many actually become nightly rentals after they've been approved here?
Quite a few. The percentage is a lot
pretty
higher
high.
Than their batting average.
Yeah,
on
pretty
the
high.
It's higher the last couple of years.
This is a new thing. It just started the last couple of years.
The only thing I could see, if they're going to be a nightly rental and they want to compete with those that don't come before the board, that means those that don't come before the board haven't probably registered with the state where they pay their taxes. And I think the tax structure is different on those, a lot different.
Oh, there's rentals all over Taney County.
That's right.
That's not, we know nothing about.
But,
I mean,
in our regulations, they have to bring in the letter from the Department of Revenue that they've done that. Now, I don't know if you keep track of that every year, or, I mean, that would be a, I guess you could enter it in your computer. That'd be a way you could do that, just nightly rentals. But then again, we're doing a lot of work that I don't think you guys should have to do. I don't know how you'd police that at all.
I was just wondering.
Well, you'd spend more money than you would make if you'd done very much of it. Sounds to me like.
And there's codes that they have to follow through Western Taney, and I don't know that they're actually doing it.
Right.
So that means that they wouldn't be approved.
Because they have to have the...
A lot of them will have to start sprinkling the house.
Right, exactly.
And that's huge when you're running off of a well, because if you don't have the right amount of pressure,
you got to have your tanks and all that, so it's really costly there.
And we've turned some down, and they just go right ahead and operate. I can name you a few.
Well, once they get on their website,
they're operating off a website, you know. Yeah. You can turn them down, and they just keep on trucking.
But not their own PIA.
Well, I wasn't thinking of that one particularly. I was thinking of that 10,000 square foot house down there. Oh, where is it? Bonita knows where I'm going.
Yeah, I just do. I can't think of the name of the street. Hillhaven, yeah.
Yeah, Hillhaven.
Is that the one we're in trouble with?
Yeah, that one's still in court.
But they go along and they just keep on renting it the whole time while they're fighting it. If they have to fight it.
One thing started, most of the real estates told them they could pay for it that way.
Mm-hmm. That one down T Highway, it was an operation before and after.
Yeah.
After they shut them down. Didn't Scott shut them down on Kellen Septic?
It's actually been sent over to the prosecuting attorney's office, but they don't want to get into a lot of details about it.
No, not a lot of pending.
Yeah, but yeah, it's still pending because of litigation. We've really got two of them. Well, two, three that are pending because of litigation.
But, you know, we've talked about, you know, if there's any close to that over there, that next road up from Tate Road, what is that? That other road goes right up there to the storage buildings there off of
Jones.
Yeah.
They built a lot of little log cabins in there, you know, and that is what they built for, not their rental. I mean, they just, I don't know, it's a pretty loose grip that we've got on the whole situation, I can tell you that.
They do a lot of that down on the beaches.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's probably why they do it up here.
Well, when you started where you can do all this stuff online and everything, you know, and you don't have to have a sign up in the yard or anything, you know, they just rent that sucker online, mm-hmm. and they just take and talk to Garmina a little bit, and people send their money and drive right to it.
Exactly.
And Garmina have some discussion.
That's a new one. I like that.
Yeah, my wife's car, she's got OnStar on that Buick, and then we get OnStar and Buick both in there together, and I'll tell you what, when they start disagreeing on the trail, that's when it gets interesting.
Well, anybody want to talk about anything else? I guess the nightly rentals would just go the way we've been going.
Until we just really get into it drastically and make a drastic, you just got to draw up a plan. We don't have any plan to really work right to do anything else, I don't think.
Sometimes those things take care of themselves.
That's kind of the way I figure it'll run its course after a while. But
I wasn't really asking for or talking about a plan, but I guess I was trying to get somebody to get me to understand more about it. It's just we approve this one and don't approve that one. And I don't know,
Ray had a problem with that.
It may come to a head one of these days.
Yeah, it may, but it, on the other hand, it may wear itself out too before that. But you know, Ray had a problem, and I fully understood his points. You know, how you approve one and don't approve another, it should go with the rule book. Mm-hmm. But we don't have a clear cut set of rules, really, to me, but I understood his point, and I couldn't argue with him.
Well, anybody want to talk about anything else?
Yeah, duck hunting ain't too good.
Dave, you run them all up there on my ponds.
Hey, how do you get to your pond? We see them going that way.
Wind ain't blowing that. It's a hard time getting down the water.
Some come up through there by us, don't know where they're going. One time they'd be going north, and one time they'd be going south. I think they got lost. Anybody want to talk about anything else, mate? I'm going to ask for a motion to adjourn.
I would make such a motion.
I'll second it.
Everybody favor?
Aye.
Everybody opposed?